Yes, Mike.
I understood you called me, Mr. President.
Now, I want you to talk to Lee White about this San Helena school district, and y'all figure out every approach I might make and what would be bad about my calling the governor and what would be good, and kind of get the pros and cons so when I come back from lunch, I can analyze it with my general counsel, my associate, and be sure. I rather think we ought to get in Russell Long and Elder and Jimmy Morrison this afternoon, and I rather think we ought to explore it with them and maybe call John Connally and get him to talk to the governor and tell him that he doesn't want us sending troops in there and he ought to take it himself, and then we ought to call the governor after we've conditioned him a little bit. But you you think about that pretty carefully, and also see that Bailey and Jenkins and them, that they contact all these leaders on this apportionment thing and see if they go along the old bill. We don't want to get out and have to retreat.
Yes, sir, I will. I'm not on the apportionment bill. With my recommendation, I'll confirm this, that we not get out in front, but we can sign it without...
That's what I'm talking about. But we ought to clear it and see that they wouldn't raise hell with us if we did sign it.
Now, I have one other thing, if I may. Phil Hart called me, said that he has heard that there's going to be steel price increases. He'd like some advice as to how he should react to them.
We don't think so and hope not. We're trying to do what we can. I've told Walter Heller to let's give some thought to maybe I told him to call a friend of mine that's pretty close to the business community and tell them to tell the steel people that they better behave now. We don't want to have any rock in the boat.
I'll tell Phil just to hold up until he gets some word from
us. Tell him that we haven't been able to confirm it. We used a McNamara check with some of his people in the auto industry. And, we had some of our folks talk to some of the steel people, and we have no confirmation of it.
All right. He's chairman of the antitrust subcommittee. That's why he did the calling. But I'll tell him just to wait, and we'll let him know when we have any news and give him our advice.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye.